Click kaya959.co.za. This is how we
do it. To download the Point of View podcast.
All right. Thank you so much, Paul, for staying with us. Now, this is really important because we speak of service delivery issues over some time. Now, this is Action SA, who actually in 2022 filed papers in November taking the municipality of Eteguini to court, hoping to get some sort of reaction about the issue of sewage. They're calling it a sewage crisis in Eteguini. They went yesterday, I believe, or it may be today, I'll just get a clarity on that, to just go check up on the issue again. And they'll tell us what they found. Michael Bormant is Action SA National Chairperson. Thank you so much, Michael, for talking to us. Good evening and welcome.
Hello, it's great to be with you.
Oh, oops, that line is not great. If you can shift a little bit for me, please.
Sure.
Okay, much better. Thank you. So you've been watching this situation for some time, and you really were hoping, I think, that even as you were going to go to court and you were filing court papers, that by now things would have improved. What did you find when you went to that site visit?
Well, I regret we knew it hadn't improved. We've monitored the situation very closely since we filed papers in November 2022. Our structures in Eteguini have monitored the situation closely. Mm. And what you're seeing is nothing short of a crisis. It has gone on for more than 4 years now. It has collapsed tourism in Eteguini to the point where the 15 million annual tourists have been reduced to 800,000 as a result of E. coli level shutting of the city that was once, you know, a major draw card to international tourists from around the world. And you're looking at a city government that has just fundamentally failed in every regard to address this issue. They were given 2 billion rand by National Treasury. They spent only half of that, returned the rest, and we can't work out what they spent the half on because there has been a deliberate program to hide that information from the councillors of that municipality who are meant to have oversight over these projects.
It's obviously a coalition government now, or let's call it a GNU, in KZN. The matter is now going to court this week. What do you want to see happen?
Well, the nature of what we seek from the courts is twofold. The first is that we have asked the courts to declare the inactions, let's call it, of the Eteguini municipality as unconstitutional and as violations to the residents of that municipality's constitutionally enshrined rights to a safe environment, a clean environment, and an environment that is conducive to their economic development. Those are rights guaranteed to every South African that the residents of Eteguini have been systematically deprived for over 5 years now. But in addition to that, we also seek for the courts to force the municipality to produce a turnaround plan that is time-bound and made an order of court so that in the event, and let's call it the likelihood, that the municipality does not deliver on that plan according to deadline, we will be in a position to reapproach the courts and apply for the mayor and the municipal manager to be held in contempt of court and jailed so that at least the residents of Eteguini can sleep warm at night with the pleasurable thought that their mayor and municipal manager are in prison.
Goodness. And some of the people who were officials back then remain in government as we speak.
Well, absolutely. And certainly what we're seeing is a complete lack of accountability. But I think, Pamelo, there's an interesting thought here because the failures of the once majority ANC government in Eteguini are very well documented. They are common cause. The failures in this particular crisis are very clear. But I think a word needs to be spoken about for the so-called government of national, then government of provincial unity.
Yes.
Where coalition partners of the ANC nationally control the portfolios of environment that have the ability to criminally prosecute this municipality for its environmental breaches. Where they control, the IFP controls, for example, the portfolio of cooperative governance, local government. Mm. And yet these places are not being placed under administration for their failures. The provincial government in KZN, the DA controls the finance and infrastructure portfolios. Mm. And yet the buddy-buddy relationships that are going on between these parties at a GNU and GPU level are clearly being done at the expense of the residents of the city, and we find that preposterous.
So when are you going to court?
We're in court tomorrow and Friday. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we will have to await judgment thereafter, but there's been a 2.5 year wait, and we are looking forward to the opportunity to fight this fight on behalf of the residents of Etiquette, because we believe that any competent court will express itself very clearly that these constitutionally enshrined rights are not negotiable.
We'll watch it very closely. Thank you so much for that update. Action SA National Chairperson Michael Bormont.
Click kaya959.co.za. This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.